So just to finish what we were talking about at the end of Shia yesterday, something that Taka needs a hesper. Again, we were, our hakir at the end of Shia was in the union of Taka Dei Dibor. What is the din if somebody said a correct thing and in Taka Dei Dibor he changed it to something which is incorrect? Whether we say that the Taka Dei Dibor erases the previous Amira or not, how does that work? And I think that Svarach Yitzayna, if you were to ask somebody, if you say, if the ninth day of the Yomer, you say Hayom Tishri Yomim Laimer, and then quickly you say Hayom Asar Yomim Laimer, I think most people would assume that you messed up. Taka Dei Dibor erases what you said before. And the first thing is like you didn't say, the second thing is like you said. So you ruined it. If you say if it's Sersim Echuv, you say Hamelach HaKadosh, and quickly you change Shakel HaKadosh, so you just ruined it, and you have to, I think most people would assume that you have to daven over. Lubaisa, I mentioned to you yesterday a psak from Bal Yashiv that said that it's not so, that Tarech Kedei Dibur does not erase a good thing. If you said something correct, Tarech Kedei Dibur does not erase it. It seems that there's a Mishnah Brura that says that. There's a Mishnah Brura in Simin Memvav about someone that made one of the Birchas HaShachar. He made a bracha Pekeach Ivrim. And he meant to say Pekeach Ivrim. He said, Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Pekeach Ivrim. And then Tarech Kedei Dibur, somehow he thought he made a mistake and he switched to Malbish Arumim. So if he wasn't Mechayiv and Pekeach Ivrim, let's say he said it already, and now he corrects himself, he says Malbish Arumim, Tarech Kedei Dibur, then that's good. Because the second one was correct and the first one was incorrect. But what happens if he was Taka Mechayiv in both? He said Pekeach Ivrim, and then he switched to Malbish Arumim, for whatever reason. So the Mishnah Berurah says, he's Yaitza Pekeach Ivrim. The first one, which he said correctly, is not erased by the second Amira. The second one is also Mechayiv. And they're both right. And Afal Pikein, since he said a correct thing, Tarech Kedei Dibur doesn't erase it. The second one's wrong. If the second one's right, it doesn't replace it. So if the second one's wrong, it's certainly not going to replace it. No. Because the second, what did he say? He said, the second one's wrong. The second one's wrong. Well, the fact is that it's the Mishnah Berurah says this. The Mishnah Berurah says that a good Amir is not erased with a Taka Dei Dibur. As I stated, before anything, it needs a Hesber. If we don't start with the Stifler, we just start with that Psak. It needs a Hesber. Why should it be that way? Why should it be that way? That if I say two things, if I say something in Taka Dei Dibur, I mean for it to replace the other thing. That doesn't replace it. I think it's a chiddush to most people. Now, according to these stiflers, you say that the Tarech Kedei Dibur of Chazara doesn't apply except where something is a matter of opinion, like by Edus, like by Shvua. When something's a matter of opinion, like by a Shvua, person, will I say the Shvua, won't I say the Shvua? You have a choice, will I sell, won't I sell? Then there's a Tarech Kedei Dibur of Charat. But in all other cases, there's no such thing as a Tarech Kedei Dibur to erase what I said before. It's only Hamshacha, what he called Tarech Kedei Dibur of Hamshacha. Then there's a Havana to this Psak, it could be understood, this Psak, it's Hamshacha. So he said Pekech Ivrim, and he said Malbish Arumim. So if Pekech Ivrim is meaningless, so he said Pekech Ivrim, Malbish Arumim, the Pekech Ivrim is meaningless, he already made that bracha. So we go with the Malbish Arumim. He said both, so we go with the one that's good. If they're both good, so why should I replace Pekech Ivrim for? I let Pekech Ivrim stand. It's understandable, it's a mahalach to understand it. Except, I must tell you, I was thinking about the stipple last night, it's a very big chiddush. I think if you told most people that Tarech Kedei Dibur doesn't work for Charata, except by Mekach HaMemkar and whatever else, but it doesn't work that way. If you say the same bracha, the same talamatar, it doesn't work out charata, it works out hamshacha, and he said both. Now, I don't think that's the pashup shad in the way it works, but the stipler apparently learned that way. So it's a big chiddush.
Maybe it means you go out with nothing to the person.
What?
Maybe pshat tekhdei you go with nothing to the person.
Tekhdei dibur, you choose the one that's correct.
Like same shot, we have a text to put down.
Where?
We have a baal, but the text to put down a capsule, like I've issue when it gives. Also, the entire time you go out with nothing to the, this is nothing for the baal, therefore you go after the type of story. Like
maybe you go according to the thing that's correct. Alright, so then that's Hamshacha, that's really as far as Hamshacha, that he said both, and the one that's correct is the one that you choose, rather than Harad.
When you're doing Hamshacha, you mean both. But the point is you start with one, and you change it to the next. So you have the order in your statement, though, but there's something that makes
so you said it, but Bepastachas both.
Right, so but what were you saying?
So you said two things,
Bepastachas. Do you know what Hamshachas said? Do you know one of them is going to run with bad? No, because you went and you said the good one first, and then you switched to the bad one. So you think the second one,
I agree with you that most people would look at, it goes what's going on in your mind. In your mind, this is right, this isn't right. So what's by Zechar Amalek and Zechar Amalek? In your mind, you mean... What do you mean? I say Zechar Amalek and Zechar Amalek. Sounds like you're making it worse. You say the good one first, the better one first, the more... You say the sticker one first, and then you say the one which is just to be Yitzhak Safik. It sounds like you're replacing the first one with the second one.
Oh, but that, at least you want both. But here, you initially said the good one, and then you, whatever you made a mistake, you thought you're supposed to say the bad one. So now you say the bad one. So, Krishna Bura, don't worry about it. The bad one, but since you don't need the bad one, doesn't go in. But the point is, I thought I needed it. If it had to do with me, not with Halacha, it had to do with what I'm thinking I'm saying. What am I saying?
It goes according to what you're thinking you're saying. All right, maybe. But then it's a problem in this case where a person said Tishi Yom La'imer, they switched to Asara, and he means Asara should be, and really a Tish is the correct one. L'didach, it shouldn't be good. So, I mean, but they're paskening. We have three makaris, it's good. One makar is this Pesach of Rabbi Yashiv. One makar is this Mishnah Berurah. And the third thing is a Zechar HaMolech, a Zechar HaMolech. It doesn't. Hamshacha helps you because Hamshacha maybe like Shamshi is saying. He's saying both Bevasachas. So we with Taif is the one which is correct. With Taif is the one which is correct. And if the one which is correct is the first one, that's the one we name on. It's like you said two things Bevasachas.
No,
why? By Taif and Deidibur,
he's saying. When Hail Kumash Amru, he'd say, I don't know if there's much going on, the Shli Absolute. He says, Taif, no, because he's Megal Das, he wants to do it anyways.
It's because he's Megal Das.
No,
Megal Das, it's a problem. It's what he wants, it's a problem. Then if a person says Hayem Tishi Yam Laimer and then he switches to Asara because he thinks it's the 10th. See, he wants the second one, but the first one's correct.
He just wants to forget that. As long as the person, he wants to get that happen, doesn't matter how it happens.
See, he wants the correct sphere, whichever's the correct sphere. Okay, so maybe that's the pshat. It's Pshneim Bevasachas. And we name on the good one. You're going to ask me, why do we name on the good one?
That's right. First
one
was right.
First one was right. There's lots of pneumia, etc. I don't know. There's one other possible mahala. I mean, it's like a riddle. It needs a hesber. Why should it be this way? Maybe say the good one first, the bear one second. Like Tekhidei Diba only works, L'sekunei Shader Ticho V'lai Lavusi. It only works to make it better and not to make it worse. Why? I don't know. There is an Avnei Meluim in one of his truvas. I remember this. I was looking for it inside. It should be in Tshuva Chav Beis. I couldn't spot it. But the Meluim has a chiddush that when someone says Hareini Nazir, he's not saying Hareini Oser B'Yayin. Hareini Oser B'Latami L'Meisim. He's saying Hareini Nazir. He makes himself a Nazir, and Dinei Nazir Achal on him from Shemayim, whatever the Nafkamina is. Just like a Kayin. Kayin's a Kayin. And the halach is achal on him, not through his dibor, but from Shemayim. Same thing a Nazir. A person makes himself a Nazir. Then, the dinei Nazir achal on him, Mishamayim, he didn't accept on himself that I'm Asa B'Yayin. He accepts himself Hareini Nazir. And that's the lumdis of the Avni Meluin. The Nazir is a Toyar, it's a title. A person takes the title, the Surim come in Meila. But he says that if you say Hareini Nazir, you can't be Chayzer Teichid Eidibra. You can't say Hareini Nazir, then say something to be Chayzer, because the Isurim, he didn't put the Isurim on himself, that he could take them off. But he says Hareini Nazir, the Isurim Achal Min HaShemayim on him. So when there's a chalois that comes with your dibur, once you did the chalois, it's chal. And chazar taikadei dibur doesn't help. This is the way I remember in Davnei Meluim. He said this is an exception to the rule of taikadei dibur, because something that's a chalois is an exception. I recall once I was somewhere for Shabbos hearing such a vart, there's a mechaschinoch that says that when Bezdin is Makadish to Chaydish, they say Makadish Makadish, they can't be Chayz at Tarkadei Dibur. And if it's Chinuch and Mitzvah Vav, I think it's Kiddush or Chaydish, he says they can't be Chayz at Tarkadei Dibur. I remember hearing this Hezber. Because when Bezdin says Makadish Makadish, in Mishamayim, it's Chal a Din Rish Chaydish. They can't make it Rish Chaydish. Just there's a Din that Rabbanu Shalaylam is Makadish as well as man. If Chal Yisrael makes a Rosh Chodesh, then in Shemayim it's Chal. So when there's a Chalois, when something is Chal, in Shemayim you can't undo it with a Dibur. Something that you create, you can undo with a Dibur. Something that's a Chalois, you can't undo with a Dibur. And something is Chal. It would seem, according to this, that if someone says, maybe, if someone says, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos on myself, maybe also can't be Chayz HaTakad HaDibur. Because it becomes Shabbos for him. Well, maybe he says Kabbal Shabbos is different, but you understand the basic idea. I can't answer you because I'm not sure which case Davni Mulum is coming to Bavarim. Davni Mulum is coming to Bavarim, someone says, Hareini Nazir Chutz Miyayin. I want to be a Nazir, except I don't want to be Asr in wine. So he says it doesn't work. Hareini Nazir, you're a Nazir. You didn't make yourself Asr in wine that you could take it off. I think that's what he's going on, but I'm just thinking that maybe in the Pekeach Ivrim case, or in the Tisha Yamim, if you want to have a Hezber besides the stipler, it may be that when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Pekeach Ivrim, if you're not Mechuyiv in Pekeach Ivrim, so nothing is Chal, it's a Baruch Levatol. But if you're Mechuyiv in it, as soon as you say Pekeach Ivrim, so whatever checklist and Shemaim they have, you get credit for saying that Baruch. So now you can't undo it. It already happened. When you say Hayam Tishi Yom Olayim, so the Kiyam Mitzvah happened. So what do you mean you're going to undo it now? Takadei Dibur. It's not something you can undo because there's certain Chalois of a Kiyam. Maybe that's a Hezber that can be.
The Nazir.
That's the Mamish that he's saying. But the Isur Macham and the Shemayim, not because she chose
it. That's right, but it's not right.
It can't necessarily, it's comparable. It's not mukhrach to be the same. But it is comparable. If we'll take such a yisai, that when something, when a chalais happens, something was chal, something clicked. You can't undo it. If it's just a matter of saying Eidus, it's a matter of something you choose to do, you make a shvua, or even if you say a wrong bracha, a wrong sphira, you say okay, Hakel HaKadosh instead of a Melech HaKadosh, all these things, it's not as if something clicked in Shemayim, it's a maisa that you did, that you could undo.
So Shemayim
clicked wrong? Clicked wrong, what does that mean? Wrong bracha. Is such a thing that it's chal such a...
It was all right.
Take it or leave it, I'm stuck. Rather, this would explain Gittin Kedushin. Why it's called Tarkadei Dibur Kedibur Dabri Chutz Me Gittin Kedushin. Gittin Kedushin is the same thing. You give a woman Kedushin, it's Chal Dine Eishas Ish on the woman, even if you don't know that she's going to become an Eishas. You give her Kedushin, and Mishamayim, she gets a Tayar Eishas Ish, and it's Chal. The Gemir Stas on her part to be married. If she doesn't know Hilchas Eishas Ish, it's not going to be Chal. It's not like a Neder that she's going
to
come. The round Hezber is a round Hezber. I don't mean, I'm just saying, besides the round Hezber.
It's
a good question. Why doesn't it say all the other exceptions? Why doesn't it say Chutz? I don't know. Like Tana B'Shayer. Tana B'Shayer, my Shayer, the High Shayer, left out a lot of things.
If you learn that he didn't,
Nazir's not. I don't want, maybe you're right. I don't mean, I just, what I'm saying is, it needs a Hezber. it needs a hezra. I'm fishing around for a hezra. With the stipler, it's understood. The stipler is a very big chiddush. So I'm just saying another possible hezra. You know, take it or leave it. We're not going to pass kandine krisis based on this. There's one other nekuda I wanted to mention in Tekedei Dibor. Just quickly, it's a bir halachas chiddush. That the bir halachas says that we know, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei HaKadosh. And Tekedei Dibor, you say, HaMelech HaKadosh. So it's good. During the Seder Mitzvah, said, Elokei HaKadosh, Tekedei Dibor, HaMelech HaKadosh, it's good. So it's the bir halachas. That's all if you didn't start Atah Chayneh. Let's say you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei HaKadosh, Atah Chayneh, and then you realize what you did wrong, and then you say HaMelech HaKadosh. It's still Tachidei Dibur, Atachayne, it's two words. Tachidei Dibur is three or four words. So someone said, Okay, Allah Kadosh, Atachayne, HaMelech HaKadosh. So the Bir Halacha, he brings the Prima Gadim, says it's good, you could correct it. And the Bir Halacha argues. He says, no. This whole thing that you could correct in Tachidei Dibur is only if you didn't start something new. If you started something new, you started Atachayin, it's too late. You're not in the middle of the bracha of Atachadish anymore. And there's no din anymore of Tekedei Dibur. It's too late. You already started the next thing. Too late. So what? What clicked? But the wrong thing clicked. We're saying wrong things don't click. No, you won't help, because if you say Hakel HaKadosh, you could switch to Hamelech HaKadosh. So it didn't click. Just if you start Atah Chayneh, wasn't it? I would ask on the Mishnah Berurah, if I say Hakel HaKadosh Atah Chayneh, and I switch, so the Atah Chayneh, it's also a mistake. I also want to erase it with my Tekedei Dibur. Like, why can't I erase Atah Chayneh? So why can't I switch? So it should not be a problem, right? Okay. It's worse than Asukim by. On the one hand, it's worse than Asukim by Sinyan, and on the other hand, it's Tekedei Dibur. Right. That's the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is in Siman Tuf Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. In Hilchos Pesach, he's actually talking about if you said Mekadesh Shabbos instead of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. So you say Mekadesh Shabbos. Tekedei Dibur, the Shulchan Aruch says you can switch to Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. He says that's all if you didn't say Ritzei. He said Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos Ritzei. Too late. You can't switch. Why not? Why can't I erase Ritzei? What? Tuf Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. The Bir Halacha is on Sif Aleph. Why can't I switch? That's a different reason on Shabbos. In Shabbos, because really you're allowed to say Atachayin in every Shabbos. It's a real reason that we don't say Atachayin is Lo Yitrachu. So here, once you start it, say there's no Lo Yitrachu. But it's not because you have to finish.
What's important with help because you read my combine, you might say something?
So we already said that's only by the Harata type of Tekedei Dibur. That's not by these. The maybe according to the stipler we can understand. The stipler's vart was that the Tekedei Dibur of Chazara does not apply in Davening. It only applies by things that are opinions. Here it has to work with Teres Hamshacha. You say Hakel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, so it's like you said it b'vasachas. It has to be a hemshach of what you did. Then we can understand the Bir Halacha. If it has to be a hemshach, so a hemshach is a hemshach, cause man, you didn't start something new. You started something new, so it's not, that's no longer a hemshach.
You know what? The whole thing that they do is the stage, I'm not going to know you, it's not a hemshach, like I said. The whole principle of the deal is word. That's the whole
right. No, it's not so you could actually say it, that's just his man. Right, Taisa Shita, because you Rebbe might walk by. Now, that remember that we said yesterday is because that's Shver from Hasra, that's Shver from Shavuot, that's Shver from other cases. Mm-hmm. We said that's only by the type of Tekedei Dibur which is Charata. That reason of Taisus, that's a Durabanim. But a Duraisa Dika is Amshacha Dika. So the Stifler would explain that if it has to be Hamshacha, then it makes more sense. All right, Hamshacha, if you started something new, it's not a Hamshacha anymore. It separates it, it cuts it off. And it's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Because this is not like a godless status. Like a godless status, the person knows what he's supposed to say, just his words say the wrong thing.
Right.
Here, a person gets confused in his ass as well. It's not like a godless status where he's only confused his mouth clicks.
I understand what you're saying. A person by a Kodesh Seder can make a mistake, and by the Kodesh Shabbos can make a mistake, and by a Kel Kodesh can make a mistake.
Right.
The Stipler holds, and in Svara you can be the fact fake. Stipler holds that the din that a person doesn't have a hachlota, doesn't make a final decision until Tekad Eidibor, only applies to things that depend on decision. Now, Eidus is not a matter of decision. You have to say the truth. The same thing. HaMelech HaKadosh, now we're not asking your opinion. Is God a Kel HaKadosh or is God a Melech HaKadosh? We're not asking your opinion on the matter. You have to say Melech HaKadosh.
It's true, but he has to decide what I should say today.
It's true. But Eidus also, he has to decide what am I supposed to say.
No, he knows he's supposed to say
the truth. So here also, he knows he's supposed to say whatever Shulchan Aruch says to say. And
that's what he's not going to be, that's what he doesn't know.
The chiluk is dakostik. At least the way the stipler says it, it seems to be not that way. It's unique to those cases. I agree with you. In Svara, the stipler is a very big chiddush. I would think that if we look around enough, we'll find the expression of charata by Tekad Eidibor in cases in halacha, and that the stipler's yisoid would have to be broadened. At any time a person can make a toss, which is what you're saying. The issue of toss, maybe. But anyway, look, today I'm speaking out the stipler. The stipler is printed. This was the stipler held, at least when he printed that. And it's an eye-opening chilek between Chazara and Hamshacha. Now, even if we're not going to accept the whole stipler, but the basic difference, which is the Pneshua's difference here in Agamara, Gemara, is you say to stick a difference in the union of Tekad Eidibor. All right, let's get back to Gittin. The Gemara at the bottom, I'll be holding. Nimsa Tamotzi Lazal Gittin Arishayim. Rabba Bar Brachana Aisi Gita Palga Ichtiv Kamei Pagol Ichtiv Kamei Asol Kamei Dor Velaza Amalei Afil Lai Kosabay Alashita Achaz Lishma Shuvay Nitzarach. Even if you wrote only one line Lishma, that's also good. What's the Hezber? Zot Taisvis, Badam Taisvis, Pirish Le Rashi to Rishayda, Mistama Saime Lishma. Anybody would like to touch those three words? Mistama Saime Lishma. I saw a person sit down to write a get. And he said, Hareini Kaisiv Getzeh, L'shem Ishzeh, L'shem Ishzeh, L'shem Gerishim. He starts writing. And then I went home. So I have a right to say, hey, this the mistama sign of the Shema. What am I saying? That he's going to have kavana for the whole 12 lines. That he had kavana for the whole 12 lines. That's the way I understand it. What? But he needs the whole get. You can't stop Shita Rishayna finished.
No, that's the ikra.
You're making a problem. Well, you'll see why in a second. Is that the way everyone says stama simel lishma? That look, I saw him start. So yeah, he's not looking. He's not looking to make trouble. If he started lishma, mistam, he wrote all the 12 lines lishma. That's the way everybody understands it. What? Is David saying a different thing than what was said to him? In other words, you could touch two ways. You could touch that if you wrote the first thing Lishma, it's a safe bet to assume that he finished the whole thing Lishma. Or you could say, no, it means if you did the first line Lishma, then you don't have to think anything the other 11 lines. If you do it Stama, that's Lishma. If you do it, you have to every second concentrate on the name of a woman, the name of a man. You could daydream for the rest of it, you could listen to the radio, you could do other things, and you could finish it Lishma. In other words, that Taish would be Mistama, like what Taish Mistama? In Yiddish, Mistama means Mistama, probably. Right? Doesn't mean he probably finished the Lishma. What does it mean, Mistama, that even if he has a Stam Das, he doesn't think anything, it's also a sign of Lishma, it's also considered Lishma. the nafgamina, the two ways to taj, is what about the sefer himself? The sefer himself, he wrote the first line in the Shema. Is he allowed to daydream for the next 11 lines? Can he talk to somebody on the phone the next 11 lines and talk about the stocks or Shvera Taisus, whatever he wants, and he'll finish writing? Or does he have to think Lishma for the whole 12 lines? If you learn Bistama Saimi Lishma means that the aid could assume he did a Lishma, right, but he has to do it Lishma. If you learn Bistama Saimi Lishma that even Stam is considered Lishma, so then he could even daydream. Stama, it's good enough for a Lishma.
What's
if he started that way, everything is nigrar after what he started.
Well,
if you just write the first line, you have a get. You have a whole get. But the Lishma of the get, if you started that way, then the stama is good. So stama, if you started that way, stama.
No one is time and shmona.
Stama, saima means you finish writing the get.
Why
is lishma? Stama, saima, lishma. That means a stam das is it has a din of lishma. Halachically, it's considered lishma. That it does is lishma. It's lishma, stama. Whatever you started, if you finished, that stama is lishma. You don't have to agree, yeah, I'm saying that's the last point. What? Why? Just, the first way is less of a chiddush, I agree with you. The second way is a much bigger chiddush. However, there is a Tosfos in Tzvachim on Daf Beis Amud Beis that says, by a carbon also, every part of the Avodah has to be done with Shema. And Tosfos says that if you have Kavanah Lishma in the first Avodah, and the same Kayin does the rest, if he has Kavanah Lothi L'Shem Chatos in the first Avodah, then that's Nimshach. He doesn't have to think L'Shem Chatos by the rest of it. Tosfos holds klar that if you have Kavanah for something in the beginning, so everything is Nigrar Bosa that Haskalah, and it's Ki'ilu you are Mechavin. Every second you have to think L'Shem Chatos, L'Shem Chatos, L'Shem Chatos. Part of the time he's thinking, I don't want the blood to splatter all over me. You know, he's thinking about other things. It means if you have kavanah in the beginning, everything is nigra bust at the beginning. This would be true. The same thing by tefillin, hilchas tefillin. It says before you write the parsha of the tefillin, you say hareini kaisiv l'shem tefillin. Now, what happens? The rest is pshat. That you have to be mechavan l'shma the whole way, or is it that if you write the beginning, it's good enough for the whole way? Two ways to understand. I don't know anybody who says pshat in Tosfos. If you ask me which mafarshim you talk about this, I don't know anybody. But I know that Tosfos and Tzvachim says such a chiddush. Well, the question is, when the Gemara says shita achas is enough, what's the pshat? Is pshat the aid? Sees Shita Achas is good enough because the cipher is Mechavan in every line. Just the aid only has to know Shita Rishani. Or is the pshat that even the cipher himself, as long as he did the first line with Shema, it's good enough for everything. Because Stoma, it continues that way. Yeah.
Because
he said,
you have to
watch
him.
He said, light through this. You mean Ravachi? Ravachi certainly holds that way, yeah.
Yeah.
I could argue with you on the point. I could tell Ravachi has to do it, Lafuke, that in the middle he had the Ferish Kavanah for something else. What? It'd be the same thing with everything, Mr. Stam. It's the same shayla. Is everything stoma that way? Or not? What? What? Each time you're doing a different matzah. But the logic, right? So maybe each matzah you have to think lishma again. It's not possible that they're doing it. You have to think about the umnis of what you're doing. What?
Okay.
I got this source. Someone says Pshat, one of the Rishayim, Pshat and Shemini Esrei, why Kavan in the first bracha is enough for the whole davening. He's taken su taisis and zvachim. What's the kavan that's ma'akev in davening? That you're oimid lufnei hamelech. It's also that if in the first bracha you're mechamed that you're oimid lufnei hamelech, the whole avodah, just like in the avodah in the karbonis, it's all nigrar. So you're also you're mechamed you're oimid lufnei hamelech. Even later when you're already thinking about politics or the shvera taisis or whatever else you're thinking about, that it's also nigrar. It's such a that's nigrar after the beginning. But that's the moment for the shtick of mahalach. That was tamas time of lishma. So, it's the same question. How does that work? Does it work that if I say it in the beginning, the assumption is I was mechaven every time I did it? Or does it mean that if I say it in the beginning, I don't need to be mechaven every time I did it? It's the same cler. The same cler, exactly the same cler. If I say, how many cases of l'shem, shame, shame, madness? I write five shames. So let's say I said it once for all five. So we say it's good. Why is it good? You can learn two ways. You can learn it's good because the assumption is if I said it on the first one, I did it in every one. Or you could say, if I do it for the first one, that's good enough for everyone, even if I didn't, wasn't mechaven. Same clarity.
Because it's only to catch because you don't have the cover.
I'm not sure that that's the reason. I'm not sure. Like call parasha parasha, it's the same achlokes. If you write five parashas in one day, what do you have to say about each parasha? It's the same achlokes. Al kaponim, the two ways to learn Tosfos. So we have two ways to learn. If somebody will find, again, someone who explains, I'll be very happy. The Rashi on Tezvav, those of you who have the Tosfos Rashi in the Gilyan, he brings Shita Achas Lishma, Shita Rishayna, Shema Isha, Isha Vazman, that the one line has to be the line with the man, the woman, and his man. It's not mashma like I'm saying from Taisis and Zvachim. It has to be Dafka, a certain line. So I don't understand that. It's really, it doesn't fit either way. It doesn't fit either way. Because if the Vart is that when I'm Mechavin in the first line, I assume I did the same thing all the way through. So what do I need shema yishva yishav azman? If in the first line I was mechavin, l'shem this isha, this isha, this man, well, zman you don't even need the kavan. Mechavin l'shem ish isha and gerishin, I started writing, why do I have to have the line that says shema yishva yishav? It's hard to understand. So it could be Rashi Taisagi. The Beis Shmuel says Rashi Taisagi don't argue. I don't know. He doesn't say from where he knows. So Shitas Rashi the Taisvis is that it's the first line. That's he means the Taisvis later. First line. The line that has the name of the man, the woman, and his man.
And that's not the first line.
Well, it's the first line of the Taisvis.
They're not on the same line.
What? I know, it's not Ramesh on the same word. It means the first line of Torah.
Not only means the Shiva, the first Shiva, the first law. I think it's really the
first part of the Torah, not the Torah. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. So if you're going to say Mistama Yad Kavana, then it wouldn't matter which line. If you're going to say that the first Kavana, everything is Nigrar, so maybe it has to be the Tirith, which is the part that needs Lishma. Really, the Typhus doesn't need Lishma, Nigrar then. Right? It's only Zera Typhus after Tirith. So maybe. So we'll say Rashi is like Typhus. That if you have Kavana in the beginning, that's good for everything. But what's the beginning? So we have later in the third parak that the typhase doesn't need lishma. The typhase is again the language that's in every get the same. That doesn't need lishma min ha-tayrif. Only the tayrif needs. So just like by a carbon, you have to have kavan in the first avaida. If you have kavana when you bring the animal in, that's not good enough that everything is nigra. You have to have fun in the first avaida. So that's kavanas Rashi, that if you have kavana in the first line that counts, so everything is nigra or bossa that. So then Rashi and Taisus would be the same thing. The Rashi is like Taisus and Zvachim, that it's not pshat that the aid has a right to assume he did it. That would be true no matter what he started. But his pshat is that everything is nigrar after the beginning. So everything is nigrar after the beginning. It's a halacha that if you have kavan in the beginning, everything is nigrar. What is the beginning? So just like, let's say, Shemena Esrei, it has to be the first brach of Shemena Esrei. It can't be Ashrei. It has to be the first part of the Shemena Esrei. The same thing by get, it needs to be the first part of the get. What is the get that needs lishma? The typhus. The tariff, the part that has the Shema Yishva Isha. So Mimela, that would make sense. Why I need the Shema Yishva Isha? Okay.
That will explain. How would you learn if you say the Taisus thing that just Stami is having the Shema, how would you learn from the Gemara?
What's wrong with the Gemara?
Because he said, the Taisus, which half was written the
Shema? So it has to be the first half.
Either of them has to be the Shema, right? I remember the Hilda talks about the Shema. It's hard. You don't understand Taisus saying that once you write the first line, the Stami everything follows. What does it mean,
Shavein
and Sarach?
But the Lashon Shavein and Sarach bothers
him. No, he's saying that once you have the first line, right? So if you understand that he has to have
Kavan
the entire time, so when you say he wrote the first
line,
and then he stops
his Kavan,
then he didn't have
Kavan
anymore. So
if
you
just
say
Taisus
is saying he
had to. You think that's the case? Because that case would be Pshita if he Beferish didn't have Kavan. You mean he did it Stamo or he had Beferish Hepach HaKavan? He didn't have kavana. Agmar is talking about the aid. Well, Agmar is talking about the aid, the witness, the same afana. So that should come in both ways. The aid saw the beginning. He didn't see the rest. That's the case, right? So the aid saw the beginning. They didn't see the rest. It's good. Why is it good? Both pshat and fit. I don't see why one pshat fits better than the other. All right, let's see. I said I wanted to finish Vav Amud Aleph, so let's at least get there. Rav Ashi Yamar. A filu kan kumisa v'kamigilta two pshatim in Rashi. First pshat is a tremendous chiddush that even if you sharpen the knife lishma, sharpen the pen lishma, that is also a good lishma that mistama everything else is done lishma. Rashi's second pshat is it means that he heard the writing lishma. He didn't see the writing; he heard the writing. That's also good. A filu b'bayis v'sefer baliyah hu baliyah v'sefer b'bayis. A filu nitzas v'yetzakaliyam kulei kosher. Who bebayis v'sefer ba'aliyah or like the chazilei, and lalav kagoyin d'shama kakomis akamigilta. So it's a right. Omamara filo nichnas v'yaitze kolayim kulei kosher man. Who's the yaitze v'nichnas? Ilay mishliach hashta who bebayis v'sefer ba'aliyah like chazilei. Amrit kosher nichnas v'yaitze v'bay. So it can be him. Ela sefer pshita shom d'nichz yaitze nifsalina. Vaytzricha d'nafik l'shuka ba'asa. I would think something interrupted and made him have a kavanah shaloi lishma. So kamash malam, why should I say he had a kavanah shaloi lishma? This whole sugya, the way we learned it, is going like Rabbah. Because we're talking about lishma in this whole sugya. So, Frekta Ran, this whole sugya is going like Rabbah, and Ravachi, and Rabami, and Rabasi, and Rabbah Barbachana, and Rabbi Laza, five different Amirayim, were all worried about Lishma. I thought we don't pass him like Rabbah. I thought we passed like Rabbah. Why were they concerned with Rabbah? The Ram brings the Ravid. The Ravid says from this Gemara that the Halacha is like Rabbah. So we see all these Amirayim were chayshish for Rabbah. So the Ravid says we pass him like Rabbah. But all the other Rishayim pass him like Rabbah. What's going on here? This whole sugya about Lishma, and it's all shalai kahalacha because we pass it like Rava. We're asking about the aide who came in and he said, "I saw the ksivas haget. I only saw shita achas. It's good enough for the whole thing. Why is shita achas good enough for the whole thing? Because mustama saime lishma. Because mustami finished lishma. Who cares if he did? I mean, we're not chayshish." Rav holds that Hakol became the Lishma when Achayshish for anything. Zokta Ran. It's a raya from here that we paskin like Rava, I'll talk Shash Mezuyev. And why do you have to say before I nechdav? So the Gemara asked, "Why, Rav? It's as chasima. It's as chashmuzi. Why did you say b'fanai nechtav?" So the Gemara in Gimel said, "Because it's just dasi lachlufei b'shar shtaris. It's gzera derabbanan. You have to say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtav." Zokderman, Vaistais, once you say b'fanai nechtav, you should already say the whole b'fanai nechtav. Kedasu kedin. You should say b'fanai nechtav l'shma. That's not the reason Chazal were misakin b'fanai nechtav. They were misakin b'fanai nechtav ziyuf, and it's a drabbanan. You have to say b'fanai nechtav. But once you're saying it, say it already correctly. B'fanai nechtav l'shma. One second. Zakt. So say already before I nechtav l'shma. Let me finish. The what? Before I nechtav should be complete. The Ran I think means l'shma. The Ramban says beferish the word l'shma. The Pnei Yeshua says it means l'shma. The Ramban I think he means l'shma. He says you have to say the whole before I nechtav. He's answering the kasha. It only answers the kasha if it means that it was written properly. L'shma. Okay. I think that's what he means. The Ramban says beferish means l'shma. And Peshua learns it this way. I don't think it's two ways to learn. Then the Chachma Shloimein, as a guy on Shulchan Aruch, adds a knech to make it better. He says that it's taka true lahalacha leirava. If you don't say anything about lishma, it's not ma'akif. If he'll say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, he doesn't say a word about lishma. Avad, it's not ma'akif. Rava says in that chayshish it was written shalai lishma. Still, there's a benefit that we should try to have him say b'fanai nechtav l'shma, because it'll help us if later the Baal will come and be ma'arer. So we already know once the Baal is ma'arer, we have to answer. He's the Baal Ashtar. If the Baal comes and says it wasn't written l'shma, so we have to find two Aden. Zok the Chachma Shloimei. It's better for us that when the Shliach says b'fanai nechtav, he should say b'fanai nechtav l'shma. In that way, we're going to be mekabel his edus kishnayim, and it'll help us that if the Baal is ma'arer later, the error won't help because the Shliach already said b'fanai nechtav l'shma. So although it's not required, like Rabba, it's required. Like Rav, it's not required. But Afal PK, that Hugo will always be to say l'shma. Because Lamaisa protects us from the Ira Baal later, the Baal be Ma'ar, we don't have Tzaris, so therefore we'll have him say Lishma. So therefore he's always going to say Lishma, and this is the hand hug. I hear what you're saying. So Chavash Lema says, no, it's not so. He says, I think one of the things is, why does it say may benayu, we can benayu, if the Baal is ma'ara later? Vice tois, whatever he says with Torah Shliach, he's never katray. What? The post can bring a lot of rayas because it doesn't say it in the may benayu. There are other things they bring, vice tois that they held that it's a good deal. Hashtus, if the Baal is ma'arer, we have to answer zero. The Baal Ashtar can taina anything. If I owe you money, whatever I taina, you have to answer me. What's the problem?
We don't believe the Baal. It's just a lie. We're nervous it's going to be a lie.
Okay, if you learn it's only our plans, so then this whole thing doesn't make sense. Okay. Alright, so this pshat only fits if you don't say that Rashi holds our plans. Rashi holds our emissary or about. Nothing, man, this pshat is going to tell the emissary.
According to Rashi, Rashi says that whoever holds
their bikin, that everyone's bikin. Afal pikin, it helps. Afal pikin, if the Baal is taina, this will help. The answer is taina. Okay, there is a bit of a tumult here about the chasima lishma. If you don't count kumasa is good, pashtus, the Rambam says, this is all kankumasa, shita rishayda, this is all for ksiva lishma. chasima l'shma, you still need eidim. That's what it says in the Rambam, that's what it says in the Torah, that says in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the pashtus. That this has nothing to do with the chasima. The ksiva l'shma, it helps the first line. But the chasima, you still have to know l'shma and the chasima. And that's the chayr, the pashtus. The only kasha is the beishmol is from the taptaisus. The taptaisus asks, why can't a blind person say eidus? He should rely on Count Kulmasa. If he heard the writing of the pen, why can't a blind person rely on it? Why is he pasul levius haget? Frekta beishmol, why doesn't taisus answer? Because the chasima, you have to mamish see the chasima l'shma. The Count Kulmasa is not good enough. Count Kulmasa is not good enough for the chasima. The chasima should have to be l'shma mamish befrat, because we pass them like Rava. And the ikr is the b'fanai nechtam. The ikr is the chasima, not the chasiva. So on the chasiva, we rely on Kan Kol Meso, we rely on Mashiach Shita Rishayna. But on the chasima, it's mistabra like the Rambam. The chasima is the ikr takana, b'fanai nechtam. Who says that we can rely on Kan Kol Meso? Who says we can rely on it? So Tosis Kasha would be answered if you neman like the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beishmul says Tzarech Iyin. Taisus L'chayra learns not that way. Taisus L'chayra learns not that way. What? Could be Taisus could have answered that way. Maybe. Sometimes you say, so if you start, you say, nothing that you could have answered that way. But what's the reason? Taisus L'idami L'suma. So he doesn't say why. The Rush says it's because Mefzi Kashikra. So the Takana Drabas, Mazi Kashikra, you're gonna have him come into Bez and say, I saw someone, and he saw. So you have to explain, it means I heard the Kankul Nisa. So that's Mazi Kashikra, that's why it's alright, Itmar Bavel Rava Makar Tisrael Git and Shmuel Makutz Laretz. Okay, this next sugya, until the Yamid Bez, there's not much the Mefarshim explain. The Gemara has here a Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav says bubbles like Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel says bubbles like Chutz La'aretz. What's a nafkamina? If it's Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz? What? If someone brings a get, from where to where? So Pashit, I would have said, if someone brings it from bubble to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mishnah. Maybe get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, no? Is that what you would say, Pashit? So Tais says no. Tais says Bavel can Yisrael me Medina la Medina be Bavel. If in Bavel you bring from Surah to Narda, from Papadisa to Narda, then why doesn't Tais say may Eretz Yisrael, may Bavel Eretz Yisrael? So Tais says why Bavel Eretz Yisrael? So that's going to be a machlekes Rav Yosef or Rav Eviyasar. We'll leave it for later. Right now we're talking me Medina la Medina in Bavel. All right, that's what Tais says. Fine. So Medina la Medina in Bavel. Rav says Eretz Yisrael gitten, and you don't need b'fadei nechdam. Shmuel says kechutz laris leiba b'hakim iflagi marsava l'fishen b'kim l'shma fani gemiri. In Bavel the tamid echachamim marsava l'fishen edim etziyah l'kaima fani nami l'shchichi. In fact, the Gemara Tisbara, you can't say that pshat. A rabbi isli the rav. You need etziyah l'kaima let everybody. Of the Kuliyam of being a Lakaim. So what's the Machlaikis? Rav Savar Kivindika Mesifta Mishkach Shchichi. Rav says, since they are yeshivas, Mishkach Shchichi, what Shchiach? To find people who know each other's signatures. Because Yikam Mesifta, people are traveling. Mishmuel Savar Mesifta, because they are treaty. The fellows in yeshiva, they don't know signatures. They're busy learning. So since they're busy learning, they don't know. So Shmuel held that they're busy learning, and Rav held that even though they're busy learning, they know what's going on in the world, and they still know signatures. They still go to a grocery, they still know what's going on. Imanami, Amar Rab Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Asidu Atzmeinu B'Bavol, Keretz Yisrael L'Gitin, Michi Osa Rav L'Bavol. So we have a Machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that at the time of the Churban, Bavol was a Chutz La'aretz. For when Rav came and Rav set up yeshivas, from then and on, Bavel is Keretz Yisrael. Taisus says, no. Rav came to Babel and he was mefarsim the psak, but the psak was true originally. Also, it was true originally. So we have here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos here is a kasha Rashi from the next piece of Gemara. Most of Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Merekel leMizrach, Merekel kMizrach, Maashkelon leDarim, Maashkelon kDarim, Yakul leTzalim, Yakul leTzalim. How Babel is tzvayda Eretz Yisrael kaimi. We know that Babel is north of Eretz Yisrael. Bavel, which is Rachaik, is not Keretz Yisrael. So the Kash is what? From our Mishnah on Rav. So right away, Tosfos jumps on Rashi. How could you ask him a Kash from the Mishnah on Rav? If you hold it didn't change till when Rav came, so in the time of the Mishnah, Bavel was tackled like Chutzlaretz. The Shver Kash on Rashi. Who mice of love, who mefarik law, levar mebavel. It's a very interesting teretz, this teretz. Levar mebavel. In other words, the Mishnah says only till Akut. Everything else is chutz la'aretz. And for the Gemara, levar mebavel. What is levar mebavel? What kind of teretz is this? Levar mebavel. As the Mishnah says something, yeah, the Mishnah means it except for this case. It's a very strange teretz. The Rekiveget Sheikh and Sechel Suat Tosfos and Yavamis, Tosfos basically asked there. In other places in Shas, when it asks Akasha, why didn't the Mishnah say something? So why doesn't the Gemara always say, Lavar, from there? The Mishnah's talking about everything except for what you asked from. So this Kasha and this Teretz need a Hesber. We'll try to find a Hesber tomorrow. I just want to point out to you, Bavel, where's Bavel today? Bavel's in Iraq. Iraq is north of Eretz Yisrael. If you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, you go north. Which country do you hit? I know, because it's a Sayer treaty. You have no idea about the map, right? You travel north, it's Lebanon or Syria, and then comes Turkey, and then comes Russia. You don't hit Babel. Why does it say Babel? You don't hit Babel anymore. Babel is north of Eretz Yisrael. Babel is west of Eretz Yisrael. Is east of Eretz Yisrael. The reason is it's really east. More east than north. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is Masber. The reason it always says Mibavel, it's fine at Eretz Yisrael, between Eretz Yisrael and Iraq is the desert, the Arabian desert. You can't travel. If you want to go from Iraq to Eretz Yisrael, today take an airplane. But if you want to travel, you can't travel across the desert. You travel from Iraq first north, and then west, and then back down south. That's how you get to Eretz Yisrael. You don't go across the desert. There's no water, there's no food. So that's the way you travel. So that's why Babel is always expressed as Tzofet of Eretz Yisrael. Really, it's east. But it doesn't change the Gemara's kasha. So what do we have for tomorrow? We have a problem, the Tosfos kasha Rashi we have to answer. We'll see if the Yeshua answers it. And what's the type shot in the Teretz Levar Mebavel? Let me just tell you that the next main sugi is the sugi of Sirtut of the other days. And I'm going to move tomorrow. We're going to try to get down as far as we can for tomorrow. So the next two blot are quick blot. Make sure you put in the time to cover the Gemara properly.